It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it, everybody? And yeah, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. George is on. He bloody died on Christmas Day.
Did he?
He died on Christmas Day, yeah. It was very sad, wasn't it? So happy Christmas, everybody. This is the Christmas edition of Homopot's Happy Hour. And we're all here in our Christmas jumpers, and we are raring to go.
We're bang up for Christmas this year. Yeah, can't wait for 26 and all that.
Really? It's not that bit I'm bothered about.
Which bit are you not?
I don't like New Year very much. I like Christmas.
I think it's an anticlimax.
I think it's the most overrated thing going on.
It just makes me feel a bit lonely.
It's January and February. The weather's terrible. Yeah. So no, you're wrong, Martin.
Fair enough. However, you do look utterly splendid in a quite fabulous Thunderbirds Christmas jumper, looking not dissimilar to one that is owned by myself.
You're quite right, Stu. Yeah, I'm feeling
lovely. But the best thing about you wearing it is I get to see it in its full glory. It's just remarkable how bloody good it looks.
It's rather my good, sort of very sad Santa with a big red nose. Or Stanley with a big red nose.
That is my dogs.
It's your dogs. They're still terribly badly trained.
So if they're lucky, I might let them out.
Do they leave the Christmas tree alone, or do they try and cock their leg up against it?
No, the presents are a disaster. Oh.
So you can't put presents under the tree?
No.
No chocolate treats.
Not even close.
Could you imagine doing
Not even close. Took it down one year. Actually, that was Parker, the old Super Parks. He took the Christmas tree down once.
You said Christmas dick then.
I said Christmas tree. You just got dick on the brain.
He definitely said Christmas dick. You can all go back and hear that. He definitely said that. So we've got a bit of a Christmas special, haven't we?
Certainly have.
Everyone's here, by the way. You know, I mean, there's me and Stuart and Martin talking. Mm-hmm. And we've got two ladies around the table there, so...
Pepsi and Shirley.
Yeah. Actually, you do look a bit like her, don't you?
Patty and Selma.
Rude. Very rude.
So rude.
Yeah, so how are you?
Good, yeah.
Got your Christmas shopping done?
No, never going to be organised on Christmas shopping. Every year I think maybe I should, but I can never be bothered, and so it's all very last minute. But, I mean, online makes it a lot easier.
Do you give the current Mr. Wake a lot of Christmas presents?
Not a lot, but a few. No, I mean, no, not really to each other.
A ballpark figure.
Oh, how much I'd spend on it?
No. How many things he gets to open on Christmas morning?
Maybe, well, we don't do Christmas presents.
Oh, is that
Christmas
because he's half Swedish?
We always do Christmas Eve for the Swedish Christmas.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, there's only presents under the tree from Father Christmas. So there's no...
Right.
So he and I wouldn't have presents.
You get none on Christmas morning?
No.
That sounds absolutely wanky, if I'm honest.
No, it's brilliant, because then the kids get all their presents under the tree on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
From Father Christmas. And then... They enjoy that for the morning, and then we normally go to Mass, or if we haven't gone to midnight Mass.
Yeah.
And then lunchtime, we have, 2 or 3 o'clock, you have your Christmas dinner. Once everybody's eaten that, then we all sit down, and then we all exchange presents. About four or five o'clock.
There's no way on earth I could have lasted that long.
No,
but it's
stockings. Don't you do stockings?
That's in the morning.
Ah, that's what we do.
Yeah, stockings are in the morning.
This is going to sound bad in many levels. How elaborate are your stockings?
Oh, quite elaborate.
That's lovely.
I get really
elaborate.
Good presents.
Do you still put like a walnut and an orange in it?
Yeah, I don't put walnut. I put chocolate coins.
Do you totally spoil your kids with their stockings?
Probably do with stockings, yeah. With lots of things that are really useful, but lots of real... last year I bought Finn, it fits into your mobile phone and it's got disco lights. Like, things like that, daft things.
Yeah.
Mm. But no, sorry, Father Christmas presents are the stocking. That's in the morning and... Anything else under the
tree
this afternoon?
Do you waste way, way, way too much money on your Father Christmas presents? Stocking-y presents?
Yeah, normally.
Sometimes I bring them out the next year. They've sat in drawers, so I just recycle
them. They don't even realise.
We tend to try and just put things in there that are quite useful. Packs of guitar strings.
Yeah, they're like really good. I always buy them.
But that's their main present. That's the main thing in the morning.
What, guitar strings?
No, from the stocking.
I will see.
That's the main, and then they can enjoy that. And then in the afternoon, it's all the family you know, to each other.
And how can you fit a Range Rover in a stocking for your children? Right. I mean, surely that's what they're getting for the Christmas this year, surely.
This is Range Rovers. An easy year. Two boys in university.
Do you say to the current Mr. Wake, how much money are you spending on me this year?
No.
So you try and spend a similar amount, or do you expect him to spend a lot more?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do with John.
We don't have a set amount. But we used to do this thing with all the family. When I'd be with my brother and sister and all the family, everybody, then you'd get allocated one person and then you spend about £50 or £60 on one person and then you get... So you don't get tons of presents. Otherwise, they're just masses under the tree. But
we need to just try and cut down on the presents that we give to our sons these days.
Aye.
When they're 26 and 23, I just think it's ridiculous.
I'm thinking this is
It's very hard when you've started that to then go less.
Strangely, I mean, they're already gone. We've said every year, we say to them, look, we are going to have to cut down. It's just ridiculous. It's not the money. It's just the bloody effort of thinking about things to buy for people that age. So, and I think if they're honest, they'd rather just have a wad of cash.
I really love Christmas because I'm as excited as the girls are to see what they've got.
Oh, dear. Are you not at all involved?
No, I don't have any involvement at all. Other than basically if my kids want a bit of cash.
I would struggle to buy presents for girls, I think.
Just, and of course,
girls are easier than boys.
I think the boys, it's always been general. We generally just, Jane will say to me, what have you got for them? And I'll just reel off a list of all the things I've got. And she says she just makes sure she doesn't buy the same stuff.
Oh, so you do separate?
We do
everything like that. So we have separate bank accounts and separate incomes, and we just... Mm. She'll say, what have you got them? And I'll say these. And she'll say, oh, right, well, I was going to get this, this and this. And then then we collate them all. It says from mum and dad.
Right.
But we just buy bits and bobs as and when it occurs to us to get it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's all been my
problem. And we do know, we still ask them, what do you want for Christmas, and get a list of them.
That's what we do.
But there's a lot of clothes.
Lots of, boxer shorts and stuff. You know, things that just get...
Yeah. Grubby. It probably gets easier in a way, doesn't it?
It does.
How does your Christmas look, Martin?
My Christmas is usually very simple. When I was working as a paramedic, quite often I'd be working over Christmas.
Did you used to like the Christmas shift, or...?
I did, actually. It would often be really quiet over Christmas. Suddenly people who had sort of loads of emergencies outside of Christmas didn't have emergencies anymore because it's a family day. No one wants granny in hospital on Christmas Day. Mm. So they would be, you know, families around to look after, and you could have a really, really quiet shift sort of thing. So only about 50% of the time over the last 15 years or so would I actually be with family, which, you know, I didn't object to that. It was fine, you know. Mm. It's just different, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but my Christmases are very simple. I don't have kids, so I'm not married, so I don't have loads of people to buy for, particularly. All the nieces and nephews get a bit of wonga from me.
Lovely.
I've got my mum to buy for, and that's kind of it, you know. Mm. So Christmas is, like, easy.
Was it
That sounds a dream.
Was it last Christmas that you... just went to Brussels or something?
I did, that's right.
Yeah.
To Michelle's, my very good friend.
Yeah.
And, stayed there for about 8 or 9 days over the Christmas period, and that was lovely.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd like to go away. I'm thinking this Christmas I would quite like to have gone away.
You're a bit late now. It's about a week's time.
I am. I would have liked to have gone, but I don't know. But then the reality, I don't know.
My kids we used to go to Edinburgh every couple of years, and they used to just want to be at home with all their... toys, so it was always you have to cart everything off.
It's hard with kids, isn't it?
Bloody kids.
Where are you going?
A big thing of Hogmanay?
No, I am like you guys, I just find it a anticlimax.
Yeah,
where did
you
just have to
31st?
It's the 31st, yeah. I see.
New Year's Eve.
I mean, we'll take a bit of coal to someone's house or whatever, you know, things like that, but I just think you're trying so hard to have a good time.
You are, aren't you?
It seems to be, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. You need to see something great for New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, sometimes I just stay in.
I love staying on the sofa watching a movie.
Or Jules Holland.
Yeah, I love that. Sometimes it's just nice to keep yourself to yourself, you know.
Yes, I like that.
Curled up, lovely.
Yeah.
Back in the days in our youth, going to Trafalgar Square.
Oh gosh, I've done
once.
Oh,
I did that.
I did that twice. In my early years of being particularly useless with the opposite sex.
I
was told, me and Adam were told it was the greatest place that basically you get off with someone on the crack of 12 years. And the first year it seemed to work. And I remember copping off with a couple of people, thinking, this is the fucking greatest thing ever. Went for the second year, didn't even get one single kiss. So thinking, right, we're not doing that again.
Yeah. Him and Adam were scratching that one off their big list. Right. To meet girls, go right. to Trafalgar Square. Right. Waiting all year for that.
Oh, no, right. Need to do something else. Need to go and play cricket in Australia. That's far better. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No,
so we've got a bit of a format, haven't we?
We have got a format. We have come up with several questions related to Christmas, which we will go around the table and people can answer whichever Christmas question I throw them. There's about 8 or 10 of them. And then we've also got to think of our one Christmas guest that we would like to invite to our mythical Homer Potts Christmas party.
Yeah,
dinner
Christmas
table.
Lunch.
Christmas luncheon. Or whatever you want Christmas to luncheon for Homer Potts. So we're invited and we're all invited to invite one person to make a table of.
Do they have to be dead or alive?
Either.
Either.
But you can't be related to
yeah,
them.
No sort of, you
and
know.
And they have to be connected to Christmas.
Well,
you can have who you want.
You can really have who
but you
want.
But you can't have, you know, sort of, no, this is kind of, oh, God, I'd love my mum or dad to come back.
And you
or
can't
I'd love,
have
you know, my aunt June or
Father
whatever.
Father Christmas or the baby Jesus sat there with you.
Oh, well, okay. Well, okay. No.
Better change that one.
Better change Sharpish, that one. I clearly can't. But, yeah, basically, who would you like? So, you know, for in your case, you know, I'd like Bruce Springsteen.
Well, now you just ruined it because that was my.
Well, I was hoping that you know because he wasn't.
Well, he did because he did Santa Claus Coming to You. He did a Christmas song.
He did a song.
So that yeah, he's
and
coming
it was
for that.
A fucking good one, and you
yeah,
watch.
It was a good one, really
actually,
good one.
It's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just mingle amongst yourself whilst I basically look for question number one.
It's so professional, isn't it?
We've really done this
because he's fumbling with his phone
Christmas
right
singer.
Now.
I had to
because basically I had to do the Wham Last Christmas thing, and I'm a bloke. I can do one thing at one time and one time
that's
only.
Right, right off his stride.
Right. Okay. Question number one. If you could have one Christmas singer sitting in the corner of your lounge for Christmas dinner, who would that be?
Are they singing or
they're
are they
singing? They're entertaining you with their one song.
With the one song. Is it on repeat or is
well,
it just
one song? Normally would be on
or
repeat.
Is it just. Perry Como's going to come in, sing the little drummer boy, and then he's going to go.
Well,
basically, you're getting drummer boy, and that's it.
Go on, Loney.
I was going to have, well, Bruce later on at the party. So here I
you
thought I might like Shane McGowan and Kirsty MacColl to be sat, because I think
that's
they would
cool.
be, he would
no,
be.
No, no, they're not sat, they're entertaining you in the corner.
Well, they
you
can
in the
entertain
corner.
And
But
chat.
You've already gone from the one
them.
Person to two people.
Well, yeah. they come with person. Their with their Christmas song.
Both,
that,
of course.
I mean,
they come as a
pair.
You don't, you've R-I-P. Got plenty of booze in if Shane's coming.
Yeah, and it'd be fun, wouldn't
he
it?
He used to drink pints of sweet Cinzano.
Oh, yeah. I used to love Cinzano.
Very,
yeah.
very
yeah.
sweet, lots of sugar, and that's one of the reasons why his teeth rotted
teeth
away.
Teeth, I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah.
There's quite a few I'd quite like with their Christmas songs. I'd like George Michael as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, don't go through them. Cause Martin,
oh, sorry.
Martin Michael.
I don't
get
want to make
somebody like that. You get one person. One
Boney M. Are we going to look three at Boney M?
Right, that's it. I'm out.
Right. The answer to this question.
If Boney M were there, that bloke dancing in the corner
that's
would drive you nuts.
No, that's
they?
What I would want.
He would right. drive him mad. The answer to this question is obviously Shakin' Stevens, right? Because number one, anyone with a first name Shakin' with an apostrophe is
but
all
he
right
could be
by
shaky,
me, right?
But he was known as Shaky.
He was known as Shaky. No, you're quite right.
As
yeah.
Ronnie Corbett said, you wouldn't want to be stood next to him in the urinals in the public toilet. <would you? laughs>
And despite most of his music being a little bit shite, he's done one of the best Christmas songs ever, Merry Christmas, Everyone. Snow is falling.
Yeah, we know
oh
it goes.
God,
oh, no, I'm not allowed to sing it. Anyway, he would be sat in the corner singing that on repeat.
That'd be your repeat,
wouldn't
it?
He's a proper Welsh boy, he is.
He is Welsh, isn't yes. he? His real name
is. He still alive, I assume?
Yeah.
He is still alive.
Yeah. And I suspect he uses the same hair dye as you because his hair's bloody dark.
Do you think you're going to be as bitter for 2026 as you are have been this year and, quite frankly, all the previous years when it comes to the hair colour condition?
Oh, you're horrible.
It's that's, very dark, isn't
right,
it?
Right, who's
very
next? Dark.
Well, obviously, you know, obviously not allowed to mention Action Man with gripping hands and dark hair. Right, I would go for George. I'd have George with his little synthesizer playing it himself.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Absolutely classic. And he must have his big 80s
bouffant hair.
Bouffanty pull hair, hopelessly dyed, George, he's the vote for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. George, yeah, that'd be good. And do you know what as well? He would be excellent company afterwards.
You
I don't
hope
necessarily
so.
Mean in the sack, Stuart. I mean, he was just an amusing bloke.
Who was
wasn't
going
he?
There?
we weren't going anywhere
he
near
was
there.
Just a, I thought he was a great bloke, George Michael. So yeah. There, yeah, we'll let you have that.
He drove his Mercedes into Super Snaps in Hampstead. Yeah, causing quite a dent in the shop front, and someone graffitied on it and wrote on it, "Wham." And that's true.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
like poor
that.
George.
Is it me, pick me?
It is you.
I would have Nat King Cole.
Oh,
I'm going to choose somebody different now.
Oh, sorry.
You've done this to all of us.
The song that I'd have to choose, does anyone know "He's a Little Boy That Santa Claus Forgot"? Yeah. My dad used to, there's five kids in our family, and my dad used to sit us all around every Christmas and he'd sing that and we'd all cry. Honestly, we used to cry our hearts out because it's the saddest song.
Poor little laddie, he hasn't got a daddy.
Little boy that Santa Claus.
Don't think I'd cry over it.
No, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, tears is a bit too much, but, you know.
Yeah, so that's my choice.
Unless your dad's a terrible voice, obviously. Dad, for God's sake, stop.
Stop talking.
Stop.
Well, can I have Nat King Cole as well, then? Because I've suddenly got a thing on my feet here, but I was going to have Nat King Cole singing "Oh Holy Night," because he does my favourite version of that song. I think he was the best of all the crooners, Nat King Cole.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Very popular. Yeah. Very big in the UK was because... America was going through a slightly racist period in the 1950s and 60s. And
of course, we weren't.
Well, we were, but we weren't as bad as them. Mm. And so he did rather well touring Europe and stuff like that. Yeah, so I'd have Nat as well. I'll try and think. I might come back to this question. I'll think of somebody else.
Please don't. And, right, second question on the Christmas list. If we are only allowed one Christmas film on repeat,
that's easy.
What would that Christmas film be? Only the one.
Do you want me to go?
I'm looking at you. Right. That would be a good place
to
start.
I've never knowingly watched a Christmas film. They're all bollocks. I've never seen...
Honestly,
what are you talking about? This is true. I've never
How
seen...
How do you know if you haven't watched them?
Because I've glanced in their direction.
Good question.
I've never seen Elf. I've never seen bloody Home Alone.
Never seen Home Alone?
No.
Well,
no.
You've got some Christmas research to do, so. Yeah.
You've got a great Christmas coming up.
Yeah. I've got loads to be catching up on.
Like about 58 years.
I can't think of a Christmas movie. The only one I can vaguely think of would be the first Die Hard. I mean, that is a Christmas movie, isn't it?
And with any luck, that's the one Stuart was going to pick, and you just now ruined his pick.
But I wouldn't pick that anyway. So I'm picking a non-Christmassy movie. I'm picking one of my favourite movies ever, and it's called Shine. And it is about a piano player called David Helfgott.
Is that the one with Jeffrey Rush?
Jeffrey Rush, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, brilliant film.
Have you seen the film?
Yeah,
brilliant film.
And it's such a beautiful film. It's another true story.
He won an Oscar for that.
He did win
Best
Actor. And
he's back on the scene. He's just done a film, hasn't he, in the last year?
Has he? I'm really into my true stories. I don't know what it is about it. But, you know, it is a very lovely, lovely movie, a portrayal
of story now, Martin.
Go.
Very Shine related. I used to work years and years ago at a school called Ardenhy College, and we had a gap student from Sydney, and with the best will in the world, he was a bit introverted, and he was quite frankly fucking hopeless. And his nickname was BBC, because all he could do was get the bibs, balls and cones out. That was all that he could basically do. And anyway, we didn't find out at the time that he was meant to be some sort of mutual prodigy, but he had had such issues with it playing, because he was obviously brought up from such an early age, that they persuaded him to play his violin for the music special. And I so have to go along. Yeah. And it's honestly one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. And he played the violins being from Schindler's List.
Oh, that's my favourite theme tune. I love it.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Really?
This kid was like an absolute prodigy.
Right.
And then, you know, talking about a standing ovation times 10. Mm. It was honestly, in my whole life, it was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. Totally blown away. He didn't come out of his room for about another 5 or 6 days because the whole thing of it was just all too much for
him.
Wow.
And he just couldn't take it. But he'd been persuaded. It took him about a month to persuade him to play.
And it's very much the same.
Like
with,
the shame, and that, that's David why shine, Helfgott. Yes, that's
because
the same sort of story.
He, in his teenage, well, in his latter teenage years, had a big breakdown because he was so devoted to his music. And the strain, he was at the Royal Academy of Music, and he was studying a Rachmaninoff piece, and it encompassed him so much that he had a breakdown
totally,
had to stop playing piano in its entirety until decades and decades later, and he'd spent some time in a mental institution. He was found, such was his notoriety even back then, he was found by someone who recognised his name and rescued from that institution, resumed playing the piano, and that's essentially the story.
Yeah.
But the film culminates in him in playing a wonderful recital in a big venue, and if you don't sob at that, you're not human. It's a great film.
That's a very good question, but it's not Elf. So you've clearly failed very,
that's
very badly.
My movie.
Totally
like
failed.
It or lump it.
And you
lump
need it. To get on the Christmas films.
Mm. And my favourite and my family, we all watch, is Elf. We did. That's our Christmas film, is Elf. I do also love Nativity. I've just thrown that one in.
I saw it the other day.
You've seen it.
You're such a fraud. He's such a fraud, listeners.
It was liar, isn't it?
He's such a fraud.
Hilarious. But no, Elf is the ultimate Christmas film for me.
For me, it's The Holiday. Molly and I, we have to watch.
That was on last night.
It was on last night.
I know. Well, I can't watch the Molly film.
I find it a bit unbelievable.
I don't care.
It's just got a...
Would he be ultimate dream man for you?
No, he's too good looking. I don't like really good
looking. My friend had a one-night stand with him, I'm just saying.
Would you?
Jude Law. Mm. No, I wouldn't, but my friend did.
Oh, did he?
Is that when the two ladies swap houses?
Yes.
I've seen that. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, that's another one you've seen. You really are fucking useless.
And I love Jack Black. I'd rather be
really
with Jack Black.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
Jack
no,
Black
no, no,
does
no,
it
no.
for me.
I used to play cricket with someone, a lad called Luke, who used to play at Horsham. And he was spitting image of a young Jude Law. And you can imagine he did fine. And he doesn't look like him anymore. He's completely bald and lost his looks a little bit. He's probably not listening. But when he was younger, it was like, I can't bowl at you. You're just too fucking good looking. He was the absolute spitting image of a gorgeous Jude Law.
I don't particularly like it.
We love it. And there's a place, you know, where it was all set in Shear in Surrey.
That's right.
So I took Molly there for her like lunch last year for birthday lunch in the pub that it's all centred around.
Yeah, I drop in there quite often because I take my motorbike up to Newlands Corner,
which is around
a stone's throw from Shear. And it's such a beautiful...
For someone who knows nothing about a Christmas movie, you know an awful lot of places where you're
going. I know about every
movie
that's been mentioned so far.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Don't you love Cameron Diaz?
She's quite lovely.
Well, yeah.
She's quite lovely,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She's quite lovely,
yeah. Actually,
Kate
Winslet.
The
Mask was on the other night. Oh, my
life.
Oh, I used to love The Mask.
It was interesting how her makeup had aged. She looked very overly made up. I mean, she probably had no more makeup than anyone else, but there was something about it that looked like it was 20 years out of date.
I remember you telling me back in the day I needed to go and see this film called Mask.
Yeah.
Was it A, because Jude Law, because Jim Carrey was quite amusing in it, or basically because you were driving
on? I said, there's this girl in it. I couldn't even remember her name. Yeah. I said, you want to wait until she does her entrance?
I was in the cinema thinking, fair enough.
What's the film where she does a famous bit with the hair gel?
Something about Mary.
I like that film. That's great.
Don't mention that to the listeners. That's a bit rude.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll quickly go through my favourite. Well, I've got more than one, really. That's
don't tell
trouble.
Me you've got what, 8 or 9?
No, I've got two. Well, I mean,
narrowed down to one.
No, we weren't allowed. I wasn't allowed.
Narrowed down to one.
Yeah, just one, Speg.
All right. Well, it's A Wonderful Life.
Oh.
It's my favourite Christmas film. Then.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen it?
Everyone must have seen that.
Joe Stewart.
Yeah, honestly,
you're hopeless.
I know.
It's a fantastic film. Very, very typically sort of American, very moralising.
But it's such a lovely film.
And the whole morals in it aren't sickly. They are very good. Because all he was trying to do was do the best for his town, wasn't
he?
Very good, lovely film.
Sentimental.
I think it's one of those films that was filmed in black and white, but there's a colour version as well.
Mm. I was not aware.
I prefer the black and white.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
I also like a film about someone who is trying to do their best for the people, and it is, of course, Die Hard.
Die Hard is such a great film.
Yeah, it is a Christmas movie.
I mean,
it is a Christmas movie, and it is the one that
I would have gone for that as well, if I'm honest, but I thought I don't want to take it off.
Is Die Hard with Mel Gibson?
Oh,
For God's sake, this just
oh no, it's Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Next question on our list. I'm worried to wonder what Martin's going to say to this. Okay, you are allowed one non-traditional item for your Christmas dinner.
Are you allowed one? I mean, could you say...
So I will start with mine then.
And you're not going to say a lamb korma with extra sauce?
No, of course I'm not. I would say in your traditional Christmas dinner, you probably don't have Yorkshire puddings.
Oh. I had that as well.
Well, you're fucked. They should have gone round the other way.
You guys
so
are
basically
boring.
I'm saying you've got to have Yorkshire puddings with your Christmas dinner.
I think, I mean, I'm just going to interject slightly here and say not only do I agree... But I think it's since the invention of the frozen Yorkshire pudding that people have been having them, because you just think, well, I'll chuck those in. You're not actually, your mum's not there making Yorkshire puddings anymore.
Sexist.
Well, I can say that because I've cooked Christmas dinner every day for the last 30 years, but not every day.
That was mine too. Year.
Sorry.
But
I've started out.
Well, I thought somebody else would have that, so I went for a different one. And while I'm looking for it.
Well, I'll tell you what mine is. It's creamed horseradish. And, oh my gosh, because we always have salmon in the morning. I have to have a bit of creamed horseradish.
From Waitrose, by any chance?
Yes, the creamed one. It's lovely, isn't it? It's really creamy. And then we have it with our turkey. Why not?
With your what?
Turkey.
I'm not over keen on cranberry sauce with turkey. I don't really like sweet and savoury mixed.
I do. I like that.
Are we a big fan of turkey?
Well, I was going to say, I'm not really. I'd much rather have a lovely...
You're not being invited around for Christmas. You don't like films. You don't bring any money. You don't like turkey.
I'd much rather have a lovely leg of lamb with mint sauce.
A lovely like Alan Partridge, and then take her out for a lovely lamb lunch.
Generally speaking, Christmas dinner-wise, Christmas lunch-wise, I would stick to the format. I wouldn't be asking for anything daft like blooming fish fingers
again,
with it.
Again. You've got to think of something.
Well, I have, and it's a leg of lamb.
So basically, I've come up with Yorkshire pudding. He's come up with leg of lamb.
Yeah, that's wrong. Sorry.
Wrong.
Just wrong.
Right. Well, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it, to come up with it? I came up with a second thing, it's something I always have, and I don't know whether it's traditional, but I like cauliflower with white sauce.
White sauce is lovely, the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I don't like it with cheese.
I don't like it with cheese.
I would rather have an anal probe.
We can arrange that.
Cauliflower and cheese.
I honestly would.
It's lovely. Just a quick jab up the arse and then I'll be done.
And I'll tell you what, it's very good because I know you have gravy with it, but turkey can be quite dry.
Got to have
and
good gravy.
Cauliflower's nice with the white sauce. It's quite.
So if you have your white sauce, do you put cheese on the top just to give it that little bit of browning?
I just like white sauce.
No, I don't put cheese on the top.
My kids have broccoli bake.
Sauce.
My wife and kids have broccoli bake. They love all that.
Broccoli bake?
With cheese on the top.
That sounds like you're over.
That's anal probing again.
Have to have roast parsnips and roast carrots.
Oh, parsnips.
I love roast parsnips.
Oh, my God. And Brussels sprouts.
No.
I love Brussels sprouts.
They're nice.
Yeah, I like
Brussels sprouts. I like putting them in the blitz in the mug.
No, fry them up with butter.
Lovely.
Just
hit me. I like them with bacon.
Just hit me on the back of the head with the fucking cricket bats. Christ, they're the worst thing
to do. Let's go, because Stuart... Listen, Stuart doesn't like vegetables very much. So
peas.
We're going to quickly go through what's on Stuart's plate. We're going to take it as a given. You've got turkey or whatever meat you've got.
Turkey.
Pigs in blankets.
Absolutely.
Stuffing.
Totally.
Roast potatoes.
Carry on. Peas.
Peas.
Loads of peas.
No, not Christmas.
Loads of peas. Yorkshire puddings.
Are you poor?
I think you'll find not, honey.
No.
Peas.
The fact that we've just got the gardener to take a photo of us suggests he's not.
Well, doesn't everyone get one of those for Christmas?
So peas, yeah.
Loads of gravy. No other veg.
Is that it? You literally peas.
Oh, I have to have loads of
peas in blanket. And I just, well, we don't peas in blanket, we get proper butcher's sausages. A little chipolata sausages, which go with it.
Right.
Fantastic. Mm. And my plate is huge.
So?
My plate is absolutely enormous.
It's
so that's
peas,
more than
isn't
enough.
It?
That's it.
Peas and potatoes. Now. Obviously, loads of roast potatoes. And that's my plate is huge and it does it every year.
I wonder what you're going to have in Australia.
I'm at, for Christmas Day, I'm
Stuart's
actually.
Stuart's going off to Australia very soon.
I'm actually.
Be out there.
I'm actually in Bali for that, aren't you? Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to be having, right. But I'm sure it'll be
nasi
quite nice.
Nasi goreng or something similar.
Yeah, that'd be quite nice. Yeah. Turkey nasi goreng.
Yeah, so you don't get dengue fever there.
Yeah,
that's going around.
Last time I went, I got very, very, very ill when I was travelling back through Bali. Hopefully that won't happen again. So did you...
Well, I just had the Yorkshire pudding that you stole.
Sorry.
And then for pudding, we always have a banoffee pie now, and I don't think that's very Christmas. I mean, it's normally Christmas pudding.
No, we have that every year.
A lot of people don't like Christmas pudding. Nobody in our house likes Christmas pudding.
No, but see, I surpass the banoffee.
I just buy them a small one.
I do. I buy a little one. Yeah.
I surpass the banoffee pie, and I just take out the bananas. So I just make it toffee tart. Why do they call it banoffee pie?
It's why not toffee?
No, but why not toffana? Why not?
Banoffee sounds better than Tofana.
What, does it really?
Tofana sounds like a posh girl's name, doesn't it?
Oh, you get it double up.
Here's my two daughters, Chlamydia and Tofana. So that was a very good question. What we're going to do now, Martin's intimating that we ought to go for a quick break before we get another
excellent question.
Excellent question out.
Yeah. And I'm going to check whether my dogs haven't run away.
I know. I saw you outside with them earlier.
Thinking, shit, the dogs have vaulted.
Yes, it's not looking good, is it? I can't see or hear them. Yeah, so we're going for a break and we'll be back in just a mo.
We're back for the second part of the super duper Christmas edition of Homer Potts Happy Hour. And with another of the fabulous questions, what was the best present we ever received as a child? And not obviously just a present, not like, you know, when I got the use of my limbs back after a terrible accident or something like that. Just basically, what was the best present you got as a kid?
I had a really large Paddington bear that I really, really did love. But we used to go to mass in the morning, and you could take your toys or dress up and whatever you had got. And I remember my mum didn't let me take Paddington Bear. Other years, she let me take my little nurse bag and all this stuff. But so she would always remember that she didn't let me. I didn't even remember it. But so big Paddington Bear was one of mine. And I got two left roller boots one year. That was a real heartbreak because I can only put one on and go around in the circle. I don't know where my mum got
them. Into
but
the floor.
Yeah, so I got two left roller boots.
Why two left? I don't understand.
Because the whatever was put in the box.
Badly put in the box.
Yeah, the two. So they were
mine. Can't blame the Chinese then, could you? It was probably made in England.
So yeah, Paddington Bear.
Martin? My birthday is reasonably close to Christmas because I've just had it. And one birthday I got given a holster. And I couldn't understand it. And then later on for Christmas, I got the gun. Wow. Oh, it's very confusing. I mean, I don't know.
That's a terrible birthday present.
I don't know who decided to do that. I can't even remember.
Could have given you the gun first, at least.
I know. That's exactly. Like when my cousin Robin rocked up in the local pub in full motorbike leathers. And I said, what bike have you got? And he said, I haven't got the bike yet. I'm getting that in a couple of months. What are you doing in those leathers then?
Practicing.
And he said, I'm just, you know, just like wearing them.
Yeah.
My favourite gift ever was called a Mattel Vertibird.
Oh.
Right.
That wasn't the thing you turned up the other day.
It's not rude. Oh. But what it was a helicopter, but it was on a fixed little sort of plastic wire going from a pod in the middle, and you had two controls.
Yeah.
So you could sort of increase the power or lower it. So the helicopter would go up or down, and then you could also angle it forward so it would go round in circles.
So it was remote control rather than radio control.
It was all fixed by wire.
So like a remote control car was the one with the thing on the wire and you had to go off the car.
Exactly.
Whereas a radio controlled one, it just went off.
So it was very basic. It only went in circles, but my God,
was it Chad Valley or
Mattel. And I played with it until I completely wore it out. But because we bought it in Hamleys, and Hamleys had a very generous returns policy, took it back and they gave me a new one.
Did they?
I was so happy.
Bless them.
How old were you then?
34.
About 10 years ago.
I can't remember. 38.
I can't remember seeing a Christmas film. We can't. And I've seen them all.
Okay. Oh. My mine was Potter's Wheel. Does anyone remember
that? I do remember the advert for Potter's Wheel.
I wanted it. I asked and I was so excited when it came. So I got it. I was about 9 or 10 at the time. Got the wheel all out, got the clay, put it on. And every time I tried to get the wheel to go round, it just skid off and go all across the kitchen, you know, surfaces. It just did not work. It was so disappointing. I was gutted.
Did it ever work? Did you ever
never,
get the hang of
never,
it?
Never, never.
Too slippery, the wheel.
But it was my favourite thing for like 2 minutes. I was just like so excited.
For 2 minutes?
Yeah, it was. I was like, God.
It's the greatest 2 minutes ever.
And the other thing I really remember was I was pestering, because we didn't have much money, and I was pestering my mum and dad for a pair of Samba trainers. I was really sporty. And on Christmas morning, the box came, the Adidas box, and I opened it. And instead of being black with white stripes, they were white with black stripes.
Oh,
and what do you
parents.
Say? I nearly cried so and I thought, I would never have told my parents. I'd never, no, I didn't mention it. I just sat and cried.
Did it not occur to you to ask for the black ones in?
I just said,
assumed.
I did say, I said black and white Sambas.
Well, they were,
theoretically.
Yeah, they're white and black. They're not black and white.
Theoretically, mother,
I feel
dad,
a bit
come
sorry
on.
For your parents, actually.
Theoretically.
Yeah, anyway,
your parents still with us?
No.
Oh, so they weren't here?
No.
They weren't hear you complaining about
don't
it.
Don't worry, again. I told them years later. I rated them.
And yours?
Mine, well, mine, I think the most excited I was of, because I used to have, I don't know how you got your presents when you were little, but we used to have ours in a sack at the bottom of the bed.
Pillow slip.
Like literally, yeah, yeah. Bang, straight down there. And I remember opening up a huge box of Lego, which I did love. But I think my favourite one, I would have been probably about 8, and it was a Matchbox Superfast.
Oh,
set.
Good work.
You know, with the yellow track.
Yes.
Hot Wheels was the Mattel one, Matchbox was the British one. And it was like a slope and a loop.
Oh, yes.
And then a jump, and then it went through a flag thing. And Dave from Finchley, who's a regular listener to this, who lived down our street, he got the same. So he used to bring his up to our house, and we used to put the two together, and then we both had a big box of cars, and we even bought a, I can't remember, I must have got it in my pocket money, a starting gate thing, so you could make sure you started them at the same time. And we would spend, during the school holidays, all day just having knockout competitions. So you go from 120 cars to 60 down to the fastest. God. And Dave's Porsche was always the winner.
As it should be.
Yeah, we always, yeah. But that was
that
fantastic.
That was yours.
And that was one of those ones which I used for years and years and years.
Oh,
they're always the best ones.
Mine is a little bit similar to yours, actually. I had, it's a sad story. I'd been selected to sort of like a Brighton satellite school when I was about 10 or 11 to go down to the Goldstein ground and for football. And I had one pair of football boots and they just blew up and destroyed. And it wasn't quite Christmas. So because my parents had no idea about social suicide, they presented me, because my brothers didn't play football. My dad
wouldn't have been a lot of help either. Really,
no, they were
actually
useless.
They?
And my dad presented me with a pair of like old black hockey boots. So it's like, it wasn't even like Billy's boots. So for the first two or three sessions of this, you know, meant to be, so, you know, sort of, you know, first step towards professional football, in my dad's fucking hockey boots. And I was like, complete fucking dick. Who's that kid over there?
Great big sort of rounded
with toe caps on them and all this. So for my Christmas thing, I got a pair of Adidas Beckenbauer super football boots. And I same as you, I pulled back the thing and saw the three stripes and thought, you owe me big time here, parents, but you have repaid a little bit. And I did that. And we had...
Were they the right colour, were they?
They were black and white, you know, screwing studs.
In the right order.
Yeah. Two left foot and a right foot, so I could actually. So when I went back after Christmas to this school, it was like, oh, he's got boots, and this other. And that was the same year that we had guests over from America, who my dad used to work with, and he bought me a Sabutio set. So I'd not only got football boots, I got a Sabutio set as well, and that was a fucking good Christmas.
Can I just say, I used to have a pair of Franz Beckenbauer football boots. I loved football as a kid, and I wore them everywhere. The studs were like that.
Yeah, I know. All the studs down.
Yellowy green, lime greeny stripe.
I love those. Love those boots. Absolutely love them. So yeah, that was the best.
We used to have a very good Sabutio set. She was my brother's, and he had it all set up on a piece of hardboard and everything like that. And once again, Dave from Finchley, regular listener from down the road, used to bring his teams up, and they'd spend all school holidays having knockout competitions, 16 teams to start with, and they'd make their way down.
Did they have the proper flick?
Oh, yeah.
He used the flick, but I never knew.
To kick.
Does anyone used to like blow football?
Oh, God, I remember that with the straws.
Yeah. No, we used to live down south, Sheena. We had Subutio, darling. I know in Scotland they had blow football and all that, but we had Subutio in our day.
Oh, we still got blow football.
But you used to like sort of spit coming out the end of the thing.
I love that.
But we did try that. Right, a similar variance to the previous film one. If you're only allowed one Christmas TV show during the day or film, because it's kind of a film, what would you go for?
Well, we never watch TV on Christmas Day.
I thought you'd say something.
No.
I had put my mortgage, if I had one, on you actually saying something completely different for this question.
No, because we've eaten sort of mid-afternoon, and so the presents take quite a while, and then the old port and cheese, and then we play a game. So
Did you not watch the Queen's speech,
we would put that on, and we'd have that in the background. We would watch the Queen's speech.
We'd always have the Top of the Pops Christmas.
Oh, fucking hell, we used to watch that.
No. The Queen's speech would come on, and then on and off in 10 minutes, you know. But that, apart from that, I do remember a few years back, we were at my sister's, and Downton Abbey was the big thing, and everybody went into the front room to watch the Downton Abbey Christmas special, and we were like, what are you doing? What on earth? But everybody wants to go and watch that, so... But no, Queen's speech, but then...
Well, it doesn't have to be on Christmas Day. Is there a Christmas TV programme that you would have on if you had to only have one?
Oh, blimey. Come back to me.
I think Loney's a no on that spag.
I think I might be.
Yeah.
TV show.
I'm Royal Family. I love the Royal Family. We still always watch that.
I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah. The actual Royal Family programme.
R-O-Y-L-E. Yeah, we love that.
Anything with Nana on it. She was so good.
Didn't they do... they used to always... Sorry, just...
Yes. Go on.
They used to take off one of the quiz programmes and... Oh, shut up, Sheena.
That's all called West, doesn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Anyway,
we still say, if I'm with any of the boys and Match of the Day comes on, we still do that. But you know when they're watching it and they were going, Match of the Day is on the telly, it's on the telly now, Match of the Day. It goes through the whole thing. They, like, as the theme music was playing, they're singing along to it, and the words are only Match of the Day is on the telly, it's on the telly now.
That's a brilliant program. Absolutely brilliant program.
And what was the theme tune to the Royal Family? Brilliant Oasis song.
Half a World Away.
Yeah,
That got, when they played that thing, such a roar. When everyone, that, everyone,
every word.
Absolutely love this.
Yeah.
We certainly didn't do the Queen's speech in our family.
Didn't you?
No, not at all. Oh. It was kind of Roy, but we didn't at all. I think we pretty well were at the Bond film.
Yeah.
I think it was literally, we could watch the Bond film. That was it. And in the latter years, when it became huge and really enormous, we would watch the last Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Oh, we would watch that once it got huge in the sort of late 80s onwards. But yeah, it was pretty well the Bond film for us.
Yeah.
Because that used to be such a huge thing when you had no videos, no DVDs, no nothing. It was like, you know, you have to wait, was it 7 years you had to wait for a film to come out?
Yeah. Mm.
And it was like the Bond film. It was like, right, eaten, stuffed, got me football boots, Bond.
For the peas.
Absolutely.
I didn't know we were talking about something on Christmas Day, but the thing which I always watch every year, and it's usually on BBC Four, and I always find it, is the Good Life Christmas special.
Yeah,
because I just wanted to be married to Barbara. Frankly, yeah. And have,
do you think she feels the same?
Doubt it. And have Margot and Jerry over for lunch because their Christmas hadn't been delivered. And I love it. I love that programme. It'll be on this year at some point and I'll find it.
But yet again, during those sort of times of films in the 70s and 80s, it was made and probably devised by fairly grubby middle-aged men.
Yeah.
And there's no way on earth that Barbara is going out with Tom. He's punching so far above his weight. No, he is. Richard Briers is not a beautiful man
by any stretch of
the imagination. And Barbara was scorching hot.
What was the actress's name, Barbara?
Felicity Kendall. He's not even in anywhere the same ballpark as Felicity Kendall.
He was amusing, though. She found him funny.
Yeah, he was cuddly and amusing and funny.
No, don't care.
And she was more girl next door, even though she was beautiful.
I'm not going to agree with you on that.
No.
When I used to work at the police, they used to say I look like Penelope Keith.
Is that the Christmas episode where they play the games?
Yeah, they play the games with the hats.
And
she can't say bang with the cracker. She has to say crack because it is the stem of cracker.
And she cries, doesn't she? Because no one finds her funny.
No, because she can't get the jokes.
Yes.
She doesn't get the jokes.
She starts crying.
So that's what I'd watch.
So festive telly-wise, I think I would pick the Morecambe and Wise Christmas special. Any one of them, you know, because it was always such high quality and, you know, they had their guests on and it really was brilliant. And that was back in the days when they used to get viewing figures of 12 and 14
million. 20 million.
Yeah. And I loved Morecambe and Wise.
That was before they went to ITV.
It went wrong when they went to ITV, which was a shame. Yeah.
They used to have, and Mike Yarwood used to be on before it.
Was Valdunican on?
Yeah, so now I'm getting confused because I thought it was actually on Christmas Day because we would have done Morecambe and Wise.
Oh, you would have.
And only Fools and Horses. But you didn't necessarily watch them on Christmas Day. They were around that time.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
But Morecambe and Wise was on Christmas Day.
Yes, that one was, yeah.
Everything was this.
So that's that done, Stuart.
That's that one done. You're only allowed one tin of sweets for Christmas Day.
Does it have to be a tin?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, I think you can.
No, I'm sorry, it says tin.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have a selection box with Spangles.
Good answer.
Marathon and a finger of fudge.
Oh, it's just enough
to give your kids a treat.
That sounds wrong on
so
many levels.
I was thinking tin.
Spangles, I loved Spangles.
Yeah, I was thinking tin.
They were just square boiled sweets, weren't they?
Yeah, pretty basic.
It was the packaging and everything. I don't know.
The selection boxes, they were brilliant. But I have Quality Streets if it has to be a tin.
Tutti Frutti's weren't good too.
Yeah. Say that again slowly.
Tutti Frutti.
Love it.
Isn't that great? I could listen to that all day.
I could listen to that all day long.
Mutter.
Dagger.
So I've gone for, and of course I then also had to look up a bit of a fact about it. So this is where Loney's probably going to glaze over, because she usually does when I come up with a fact. But I always used to love Quality Street, because of course now you've got your Quality Street, your Roses, your Heroes, your Celebrations. You know, the big one was Quality Street, wasn't it? So I was thinking, you know, everyone says, oh, you know, the tins have shrunk, they've shrunk down. So I've looked up a video on YouTube. And they had an advert for Quality Street in 1981, and the tins weighed 5 pounds,
really,
which is 2.2 kilos, 2.4 kilos or something. And now they weigh 600 grams.
Really?
But interestingly, the guy who did this thing said it had the price on this advert. It was a Woolies advert, and they were, you could get them at the time. They were down from 9.91 a tin to 6.81 for this 5 pound tin. And he said, adjusted for inflation, if you were to get that now, that would be between 35 and 50 quid. And he said, if you had that much Quality Street in a tin now, it's between £16 and £22. So actually, they were much more expensive then compared to now.
And you have surpassed yourself even there.
That was a stream of highly pointless facts.
That was totally pointless.
I think it's all shrunk. At the moment, but Tesco are doing them
£7.
Well, they have.
£7.
But in reality, you can get, they are actually cheaper because of inflation and everything else.
And what are the best chocolates in Quality Streets? Which is the ones that would always go first?
Well, the purple ones.
The purple ones.
Closely followed by
the toffee bar.
No,
pull your fillings out.
The penny.
No.
Fudge.
Chocolate orange.
No, it's obviously the triangular green.
That's what she said. The Mercedes Benz. It used to be a Mercedes Benz.
Oh.
It used to be, but then it isn't anymore. Oh. So they've obviously lost the deal.
They're the ones that always get left in mine. I don't eat the green or the purple ones. I do the penny.
You must be mad.
And then the orange cream.
Orange creams.
And then the stick of chewy.
Congratulations, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyone who puts orange with chocolate. Oh, is just amazing. A genius.
Yeah.
Just a genius.
Yeah, you like it in a Bailey's, don't you?
I do. Seriously. I'm on the third bottle.
The world's manliest drink.
Can you put that in, have you put in coffee? Is it nice and coffee?
I don't do coffee, but I just drink it in Bailey's.
They used to have a dark red one as well that was like a, it was like a cracknel type thing they used to have in
God,
it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It used to almost cut the roof of your mouth.
Oh. So, box of chockies wise, there's only one correct answer to this question, and this would be a Toblerone variety tin.
This sounds quite modern.
That does sound very modern.
Nothing wrong with being a bit modern, Speg.
Are they in a tin?
you can get them.
Well, if you're going to go variants, I'm going to pull out a random After Eight.
Oh, yeah, that's a real eight. Christmas.
You can't stop eating those,
you can't. They're just addictive.
Bloody I'll hell, just do straight out of the fridge.
Fridge,
take them out. Get about 15 in your fingers and see how many of the wrappers will fall off and put me in the mouth.
Ben, do you leave the
go.
Wrappers in there?
When they first came out, we used to have to nick them. Oh, but God. You got the wrapper and it was so special, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays, kids, I'm sure they don't feel that about chocolates, but it was special.
Did you used to steal chocolates and blame it on your siblings?
Of course we did. You take the thing and leave the wrapper and see, because they were my mum's.
Yeah, anyway, back to my Toblerone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the different varieties of Toblerone that you could get.
Back since, who makes Toblerone? They were bought up by somebody else, weren't they?
So what you can get is, are you ready?
Go on then.
Dark choc.
Yeah.
White choc.
Yeah.
Salted caramel.
That sounds nice.
Fruit and nut.
That sounds nice.
Coconut.
Horrible.
Orange twist.
Boom.
Crunchy almond.
That's the original, isn't it?
Toblerone truffle pouch, golden caramel, and lastly, dark and white truffle pouch. Who knew there were so many?
I didn't know there were so many.
You can't there's one with ginger. I think you've missed that out.
You're joking.
There's one with ginger.
Certainly. I would eat that.
Yeah, it came
I
out
love
Easter.
Ginger.
In the big old Toblerone triangles, you get they do an orange one, don't they? They do an orange, because it's a bright orange box you get now. Yeah. Was that on your list?
Didn't have no.
For,
didn't
for
have
the listeners,
one.
Just go through the list again. No, don't.
No, don't.
Please let's know. How are we doing for time? We must be up second
right.
break.
Yeah, 50 minutes in. Come on, keep going. Questions.
So
we're loving these questions, Stuart.
We are loving these questions. So we're now on to our one famous guest we would like to invite as your plus one for our Home of Pots Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Your plus one.
Yeah.
They may be alive. They may be dead, and you are allowed to bring them as your plus one. And we're going to start with you.
Can I have Barbara Good again?
He's fixated.
He really is.
Quite frankly, are you going for current Barbara Good or back in the day Barbara Good?
I was just going to say.
No,
because
concur.
Originally, because I'd said originally on this question three or four guests. So actually, I had the whole bloody cast coming. But then I had a different program I was watching. So now I'd have Noddy Holder.
Oh,
Noddy Holder's
changed.
Gone.
That really did.
Yeah,
that's a very Holder. That's a very big difference from Barbara Good to Noddy Holder.
I'd have Noddy Holder. I just think. I remember when, because I'm that bit older than most of you here. In fact, all of you. I'm a little bit older than you as well.
He's looking at you.
Oh, she said when she was born.
Why are you picking out?
She said when she was
like
born.
Like us, the next daughters.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did say when she was
she
born.
She said when she was born. So I remember when Slade were absolutely at their height. My brother was a big fan of them. I think I was about 9 when they had their first number one. And my mum always used to say, that singer's got the sort of face that only his mum would really love.
Aww.
And and I think you see him and he looks about 40 and he was only about 25. But I think he would be very good
And
company.
Would he have to turn up with the obligatory big hat with the circles and
with
the flares?
With the mirrors. And he'd have to shout, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. When it's time for Christmas dinner, he'd shout, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a reasonable
one. You'd want the full Noddy experience, wouldn't
you? Yeah,
of everything. Or you'd have to send him home if he's not doing anything.
Would he jam with Nat King Cole? Because you've got Nat King Cole as well.
Still there,
and Noddy.
Nat Noddy.
Yeah, he could do.
Nat Noddy and Spag.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd get involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is a toss-up between Buddy
from...
A toss-up?
Oh, a toss-up.
Toss-up from Buddy from Elf or Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ooh.
And I couldn't really work out which one would be... I think Ebenezer Scrooge might be a good
Ebenezer
one.
Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Day.
Because I'm thinking
he's
could
got,
teach
he's
me
got
about...
He's got jolly at that point.
That's right,
he
cheers up a bit.
Oh, no, I want him the mean one. Yeah, miser, because then he can teach me to not be quite so generous, which I do need lessons in. Excellent. I'll probably go for him in the end.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf was a good one. I did think about that one, but I think I'm just going to have to have Bruce because Santa Claus comes
Bruce Springsteen.
Down. Yeah.
Right, okay.
We've got a proper little band going.
Because he did, he did a Christmas tune because it has to be Christmas tune. Related.
Did you not get jealous?
No.
No, fair enough.
Bruce,
AJ, Tuffy.
Yeah, so, but I like the idea of Buddy the Elf. It's difficult when thinking about somebody that's Christmas related.
Definitely
I'll do Bruce.
I would have Keira Knightley. because she's ever so slightly scrummy.
Do you think so?
She's quite annoying in that film.
Oh, no, she's lovely.
Hang on, what film are we talking about?
This is another fucking Christmas film that you've possessed not to see.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's a Christmas film.
This is ridiculous.
For God's sake.
She's been in other things.
She's so annoying in that film.
Oh, she's so annoying.
The one in the football.
Stop raining when on she my says parade.
That. I'm quite pretty.
I'm quite pretty, actually.
Raining on my parade. Go on then. Anyway, and me and Loni are really vibing on the new Waitrose ad, which she's in.
Yeah, okay, and we like that.
It's only slight redemption.
I like that.
I think I fell in love with her when she was in the football film, the very first film. I actually saw her and I thought, she's the most beautiful woman. I'm not into women.
She's beautiful, but she's fucking annoying.
I just loved her.
She's not.
I like her.
It's the underbite. It's that little chin
You're
thing.
Just jealous.
Oh, God. You lot are bitter.
They are.
Oh,
my jealous.
God. And would you make Keira eat Toblerone all afternoon?
Stuff her face with it.
Would you fatten her up?
She's a bit skinny, but...
I do. Look, I mean, I like Keira Knightley, but I assumed you meant Keira in Love Actually, and she's annoying in that. As you well know, because that's another fucking Christmas movie that you have actually seen.
But
I can't. Yeah, I'm struggling to recall any Christmas movies I haven't seen. Okay, well, Keira. Yeah, well, Keira.
We'll take Keira.
To have Keira.
We'll take Keira. But we've got a proper old band going on at Christmas. But we've got Nat King Cole, Noddy Holder, Bruce. And then you on your triangle and your flute and that sort of thing. You on your
Kirsty McColl and Shane McGowan. Yeah.
16 Shane different things. I'll get the guitar out.
Yeah, lovely.
Fuck, we have a right old jam in the corner. Fantastic. I'm going to go for Scott Tracy.
I knew you would.
I'm going for Scott Tracy from Thunderbirds because, quite frankly, everywhere he went in Thunderbird 1. So, quite simply, it's Christmas and he's going to give me a go in it. So in the afternoon when I've seen the Bond film already because I've got it on DVD and whatever, he's going to take me up in Thunderbird 1 and I'll be a happy little boy in my friends back and bare boots.
I like the way that when Scott Tracy is driving Thunderbird 1, he's got his hands on two controls which are just doing two completely random things and bear no relation to what is Thunderbird 1. He's
not listening.
It doesn't even exist.
You are pushing it way too far. That
was from Captain Scarlet.
We
were going to have that as our... when we were first talking about putting this podcast together, we thought if we go from one subject to another, we'll have the bit from Captain Scarlet that goes... Doom, 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 doom. And I have downloaded it, but then we thought...
We might get sued
because I couldn't... I did try to find out how you could get permission. And I did email... that Gerry Anderson son.
And did you get fuck all back?
Reply.
Well, actually, we're looking to do some special guests for the podcast. So one of the first ones I did actually write to Jamie Anderson, Gerry Anderson's son, and I wrote a very nice email saying, we're looking to do this. Would you like to be our first special guest? Has he replied?
Absolutely not.
Has he fuck? Yeah. So, Jamie, you're off the Christmas list, pal.
Have we got any more questions, or are we going to go into the quiz?
I think we're going into a bit of a break, a bit of a quiz, and then it's time to unwrap your prezzies and get ready for the big day.
Okay, smashing.
Welcome to the final part of Homer Potts Happy Hour Christmas Special. And there's one last question before we go into the annual quiz. And that is, apparently there are two quite famous people now looking for somewhere to go on Christmas Day. They were going somewhere previously, but apparently their family haven't allowed them.
Right.
So how would we react if the doorbell went and Andrew and Fergie were standing on your doorstep asking to come out for Christmas dinner? So what would we be doing?
Do you know, I wouldn't let them in.
I'll just close the door again.
Yeah, I'd say sling your hook.
How would
they have got there? You won't have a driver anymore.
Well, they live near me, so they could walk.
They do live near you, don't they?
He might have gone around his horse.
Actually, I'd redirect him to Edward and Sophie's house because she's only down the road from us.
They don't probably want him either.
No, they definitely wouldn't. Isn't he moving to Sandringham?
It's going to take months, apparently.
Is it?
It's going to take months and months.
It'll take months to move him.
Well, he's got 30 bedrooms to clear.
His teddy
and
bears,
all his teddy bear collection.
Teddy bears need at least three
Fergie's lawyers. Moving to Portugal.
Is she?
She is.
Yeah, her daughter's got a large mansion there.
Had.
Oh, did you see granny flat in the corner, aren't they?
Probably something like that. Did you see the Daily Star headline about 4 or 5 days ago, which gave her a very brash sending off? Bog off, Fergie, or some such similar. You won't be missed.
Ooh, that's subtle and to the point.
Oh, for a minute, I was at buy one get one free Fergie. I thought you meant bog off.
Yeah.
That was an acronym we could have done well there.
No, I don't think we want them.
As years go, they've had a pretty bad one.
Yeah. They
2025. Poor. 2025 has not been a great one for them.
No.
So I'd have him in. I may have him in. Just I'd like to see just how vile he is.
I'd have them in if they were going to cook. They'd have to wait on
chip
me.
In.
Yeah,
chip
no,
in.
They'd have to do all the food, and I'd sit down, and they can serve on me. And
would he sit there and say, I heard Bruce Springsteen was here, and I quite fancy listening to him.
I'd be allowed to talk to Bruce.
I'd put Fergie on the washing up.
Yeah. Oh, they've got to do jobs. They're not coming here to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
I'd make Andy do the garden.
I think the chances
of get Andy to look after the girls, the children.
Pretty slim, isn't it?
Yes.
Very.
How old are your daughters?
What was that?
Get Andrew to babysit my daughter.
Bit of a risk.
Sorry. I think it's high time we had a quiz.
I think it is high time before we go down legal routes. Thanks to Sheena. Nice one there. Right, it is time for the 2025 quiz when somebody stopped giggling over there. Right, get your pens, get your papers ready, listeners and viewers, for the big 2025 Home of Pots Christmas quiz. Question one. Can I read my writing? Probably our second favourite person of the year, listener to the show, Donald, was sworn in January. But what number president is he now? He's president number. He was. Now he's president number, seeing as he's somehow got to do it twice. Question number two. Very sadly, which Liverpool player died in a car crash in the summer?
Blimey. You see, he always chucks these sporting ones in, which he knows I'm never going to get.
Oh, like Donald Trump's a real sporting speciality.
I think I've got the answer to that one.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So you're one out of two, which is, quite frankly, a bit of a yin yang for you.
I actually do know that.
Another friend of the show, who won the 2025 World Darts Championship?
Ooh.
The great...
Oh, so it's not
good. Got that one.
Yeah, so you're two out of three.
Yeah, there you go.
Cook him a gas. Yeah. You're going to get this one as well. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Question number four. Which Black Sabbath frontman sadly died this year?
Oh,
yeah.
See, you're three out of four. 75%.
He sat behind myself, my friend and I on Concord.
I'm angling to win.
See, this is why we want Stewardess Corner. We're sick of his paramedic corner. This is why we want Stewardess Corner. We want stuff like that.
I'm sick of my paramedic corner.
We want Stewardess Corner. We want to know which famous celebrities tried it on when they shouldn't have done.
Come on, Sheena.
That's obviously a highlight for 2026.
Yeah.
Number five. Which model caused a huge stir by arriving at an award ceremony wearing no underwear and a see-through dress? She's famously...
Oh, I don't know her name.
Yes, famously going out with a pop person, a bit of a wrong one.
That's...
You can come back to that one. Question number six. Lily Allen split from which actor this year?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know
his name. I can't do
that. I'll give you half a point if you can say the show he's most famous for.
Oh, well, I know that one.
Well, there you go. See, I'll give you half. See, it's year of giving.
If I get his first name and the show he's in, can I have a whole point?
Well, you have to speak to Alone about that.
I'll make sure of that.
Of course you can.
I think I know his first name.
Question number seven. Greg Wallace was sacked from which show this year?
He was very quietly removed from another one as well.
Yeah. Oh. They brought the other bloke back, didn't they, the other day?
Yeah. John Watson. Back on, yeah.
Question number eight. What very special thing did Rory McIlroy achieve this year?
What's that called?
You can get. I'll give you the gist of it if you get nearly all of it. Question number nine. which very, very famous artist released Life of a Showgirl?
Got that.
See? So I don't know what you mean.
I know who that is, but I can't think of her name.
Well, that's the whole idea of a quiz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I do know her name. Sorry.
I ask a question, you try and answer
it. Yeah, but it's
it.
Just because my brain doesn't work.
Question number 10. Which disgraced Labour MP resigned in September?
Oh, what's the name?
That's again, I ask. I ask you answer. Question number 11. Who overtook Elon Musk as the world's richest person?
Really?
Apparently, allegedly, yeah.
And but surely Elon Musk has now re-overtaken this
allegedly.
Person.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly, with his new
pay deal. If he gets his trillion, it will all be a fib, because there's no way he's going to turn...
He actually get a billion?
A trillion. There's no way that he's going to turn over that company by
800%. I've got to think of it.
Unless he's got a very good accountant.
He's immortal.
Question number 12. For 24 hours in the USA, which platform was banned?
All right, I'm having a guess at that. Was it only 24 hours?
No, it was 24
hours. What was 11?
Yeah. 11. Who overtook Elon Musk as the world's richest person?
Yeah, that's 12.
Is that 12?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I've got a few more. So I'll have to say next question, because I've clearly got the numbering on. Mm. Which award-winning sitcom had stamps made this year to commemorate it?
Oh.
Which award-winning sitcom had commemorative stamps made after it?
I'm guessing.
No idea.
Next question.
I'm free. Is it?
No. Oh. Don't let him lure you down that path again.
I was excited then.
Only by him sounding ridiculously camp as usual. Yeah. What is the name, and what name did the new Pope take? Oh, there, Lona's getting a bit of help across from her bleeping phone.
Yeah.
There's another answer.
Oh my God.
What's the name of the new Pope?
Have you got that?
Oh yeah.
He's not Ronald.
Oh no, is that the old one?
Oh, well, we'll find out.
Oh, no, I think, yeah.
Okay. Next question. The City of Culture for 2025 was named this year. Which city is it in the UK? The City of Culture.
Is it that one where everyone said you are joking, surely?
That would be rude of me to comment, but might be.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
Next question. Who won Celebrity Traitors?
Oh, that was such a good programme.
I did watch the end of it. I did watch the last episode. I have to say it was really good.
Didn't you watch the others?
No, I kind of missed it. My kids loved it and they kept telling me to get into it, but I watched the last. So if you kind of sort of get into it anyway, didn't you?
It was so good.
Watching online. Who became the new Prime Minister of Canada?
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Robin.
Got him.
And I'll give you an extra bonus point if you tell me where he used to work.
I know that. But,
Next question, Lona.
Oh, no.
Lovey, it's one for you.
Oh, brilliant. But that
Who
scares me.
Finally got his knighthood this year. Finally.
It's that fella with the Munter kids.
I blame Posh.
You're giving it away.
I blame her.
We've all got that one.
I blame her. Three to go.
No, she asked me and I said, no, tell them what you just said.
After that ever so obvious question.
I said Bruce Springsteen. I know he's not English, but he... I don't know.
For God's sake, woman.
He's American for a start.
Anyone else? Three to go.
Go on.
Tom Cruise starred in the last Mission Impossible this year.
Mm.
But what was his character called?
Oh, bugger. Oh, I've seen them all as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the last one?
Stop.
I haven't. No.
She's covering. She's looking at mine, but covering her own. You know that girl at school? You do.
Oh, I can't remember what his name is.
Right at the end of that movie, and they're all giving each other poignant looks. Wasn't that rubbish?
I haven't seen the last one yet. No.
Don't give it away.
I may well watch it on a film. It's kind of honestly, catch up on a film. Oh, it's not meant to be great.
Report back. It was rubbish.
Oh, I think I know it.
What was the name given to the once-in-a-generation storm in January?
In January?
In January. Oh, we had a once-in-a-generation storm.
What's it start with?
It would help, all of us.
E. Right. And it was in Wales, so it's like a Welshy one.
Okay. Right. I'm guessing that one, yeah.
And the last one. Which star of the Twilight franchise married their partner in April 2025?
No idea.
Well, it's one of two, probably.
Is it a gay or a girl?
Well, we'll see. Okay, and that's it.
Right.
So, eyes down. Are we ready for the answers?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Neither can I. He's good looking.
Question number one. Do we need to swap papers so there's no horrible cheating going on?
Well, or the girls don't need to swap because they've got exactly the same answers.
No, we haven't. I wouldn't, because you wouldn't let me see in the last quiz.
Because someone who can read upside down as well as you can, young lady.
I can see.
Question number one. Our friend Donald was sworn in. What number president is he?
47.
I said 27.
49. Correct.
I said 27. I said something 47.
45 and 47. It's all on there.
I put 49. So I can't remember if it was 47.
You're winning.
Currently, I'm winning.
Basically, you're like Sunderland after the first game of the season. You're top of the league.
I don't do very well.
No, I'm
question
not.
Number two. Which Liverpool player died in a car crash?
Diogo Jota.
Correct.
Diogo Jota.
I'm now drawing.
You blue.
Zoffa.
Who's Zoffa? He sounds like one of the Muppets.
I knew it was something like that.
Zoffa.
Like Jota. Zoffa.
Who won the 2025 World Darts Championship? Friends of the show.
Luke the Nuke Littler.
Super Luke the Nuke Littler.
Oh, I called him Littleton.
Don't call him Little Hampton.
Littleton. I knew it was something like that. I'm going to take that.
Sheena.
It's just as bad
Sheena,
as she is.
Sheena, you can have a full point for that. Lovely.
Thank you.
Which Black Sabbath member died this year?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Correct.
Have you seen a documentary?
Which model caused a stir by wearing no pants?
Apparently not.
And a see-through dress.
Is that Kanye West's other
it
half?
It is Kanye West's other half.
Oh, Bianca.
I'll give you... You're half already for Bianca.
I can't remember her last name.
Say Sensori.
Sensori.
Correct.
Thank
four
you.
4 points to you, Lonely. Well done. Bianca Sensori.
Bloody hell.
Lily Allen split from which actor?
Stranger
He's
Things.
In Stranger
First
Things.
Name David.
David. I don't
Stranger
know
Things.
Name.
Where would you park your boat?
Marina.
No, that's out Stingray.
David.
By the
Harbour.
Correct, David Harbour.
I'm having that.
You're having that. I don't give a shit. It's Christmas. I'm feeling jolly. And he was in Stranger Things. Greg Wallace was sacked from which show?
MasterChef.
Correct. Oh, I put Great British Menu.
He was manoeuvred out of inside the factory as well.
Yeah, you're not getting any extra points for that. You're getting a point for MasterChef. That's
so annoying in that.
What special thing did Rory McIlroy do? And don't say stay with his wife.
No, he won.
He won the US Masters green jacket.
He won the US Masters, which gave him the Grand Slam.
Yeah, that's right, the Grand Slam.
So I just put USA Open. That doesn't count, does it?
Martin. Yeah, you have a point, sir.
It's Christmas.
Which very, very, very famous newly engaged artist released Life of a Showgirl?
Tay-Tay.
Correct.
Yes.
Super Tay.
Yeah.
Which disgraced Labour MP resigned in September?
Angela Rayner.
Oh, of course that's Ange. I didn't get that. I couldn't remember.
Who overtook Elon Musk as the world's richest person?
Is that golf guy, Mitty Patel? No.
It's not Jeff Bezos, was it?
Nope.
Is it someone we know?
Larry Ellison. No.
Really?
Mr. Oracle. Which platform was banned for 24 hours in the United States?
TikTok.
Correct.
Yeah, I've got that.
You very nearly said that in one of your dead sweet and sour accents.
That was so bad. So bad. Which award-winning sitcom had stamps made to commemorate it?
Was it Keeping Up Appearances?
I'm guessing Dad's Army.
No, don't know.
Vicar of Dibley.
Really?
I had no idea about that until I saw it on the screen. Thought, oh, God, that's obvious. What is the name of the new poopy?
Is he Louis? Leo the first?
Joseph. He is Leo.
Oh, I put oh, Louis. I knew it was an L.
Leo XIV. That sounds like a rapper, doesn't it?
Leo, of course.
Oh, come on.
Do you think that makes him sound like some sort of, you know, rapper? Leo XIV?
Yeah, it does.
It does a bit.
Yeah.
Charlie SCS or whatever that is.
Mm.
City of Culture for 2025 was?
Middlesbrough?
Bradford.
Bradford.
It was Bradford.
Oh. I put Bradford and it was a complete guess.
And you got a complete point for it.
Lovely.
Nice.
I did get that.
Who won Celebrity Traitors?
Alan Carr.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Who became the new Prime Minister of Canada?
Mark Carney.
Bank of England.
Correct.
Manager.
Mark Carney Mark from the Bank of England.
Manager.
Mark so I'm not getting 2 points for that.
Oh, yeah. No, I only won because he's you. Because he's you.
His name wasn't Bank of England.
No, but I
Mr. Bank of England.
No,
that was just...
But I'm just giving points out willy-nilly here, so I don't really care.
You can have that point, though.
I need it.
Who finally got a knighthood?
David Beckham.
I did write that.
Becks.
I finally got that.
Tom Cruise starred in the last Mission Impossible, but what was his character
called? Is it Jack Reacher?
I said Jack.
Is it? No, oh, Ethan Hunt.
It is Ethan Hunt.
Oh, well done.
It is.
That's what his nickname at school was. Hunty? what was the name given to the once-in-a-generation storm in January?
Is it Eugenie?
Ewan?
Ewan.
Ewan. Yeah, that's Ewan. Ewan.
I'll put Ewan, English spelling. Don't get a point for that.
Have a point.
Eugene,
you having a point anywhere?
Yeah.
Martin, how many did you get? I've got 98.
I'm up.
Which star of Twilight married their partner in April
2025? That's that lovely
one. Guessing Robert Pattinson. That's it.
You know, how do you remember these things? Yeah.
Kirsten Stewart.
I thought
it was him.
Is her partner another lady?
She is a partner, a lady.
I thought she might be.
A partner. Because it would have been their wife. There you go, Adam up, total them up.
I was going to say to you.
Shout it out, but no one really
cares. I was going to say to you, is it a man or a woman? And then I thought, Kirsten Stewart. She would marry a woman anyway, so it made no difference, did it?
Oh. I'm glad you didn't come up with some.
Is she with a pretty lady?
What do you mean, to Thailand, you mean?
With what?
Been to Thailand for a pretty lady?
No, I don't mean that. I mean,
I think
Kirsten.
I've got 16. I've sort of, yeah.
16?
Yeah.
They always do.
God, clever. I ate enough.
You, that sounded really bitter.
Wow.
I only did this quiz so I wouldn't win.
Sheena and I both got 8.5.
So if you add them together,
you got the same.
Yeah, but different ones.
But don't forget,
we got different ones.
Yeah, but if you add them together, you still beat him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So well done. Yeah, you are the same person.
Martin, did you win?
Unlucky for some.
13.
Oh.
Well done, Spag.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Congratulations. You won the last quiz of the year. You probably won the first one. So there you go. That's quiz. And I'd imagine that's us nearly done.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it. That's an hour and 17 minutes.
Well, it's going to be a long
one for all you listeners out there.
It's going to be a Billy bonus.
Go and pour yourself a Baileys.
With orange in it. Chuck some ice in.
What? Put on any Christmas movie now. It doesn't matter, does it, Martin?
Because you would have seen it.
You haven't seen any of them. It doesn't matter, really, does it? And then and have a really nice Christmas.
Have a fantastic Christmas. Have a great new year. We will see you mid-January. We're going for a break.
Think so, yeah.
Have a lovely Christmas. And thank you for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Ciao for now.
HomePod's Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.